This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is children's author Pamela Mayer, who has written a book that has one of the greatest titles. It's called Chicken Soup, Chicken Soup, and it's about a little girl in San Francisco who has two grandmas, and one makes what kind of chicken soup, and one makes the other kind of chicken soup.
That's right. One makes a Jewish chicken soup with kreplok, which is a kind of a dumpling, and her Chinese grandma makes a Chinese chicken soup with wonton. So kreplok and wonton are kind of very similar types of foods, both dumplings.
Now, Pamela, you're a children's author, and it always interests me that you're a grown-up, but you've somehow put yourself into the mind of writing for children. How did that happen?
It first happened, actually, when I was a little girl. I loved to read. I attended West Portal School, and of course, West Portal Public Library was just down the hill, and I would go there several times a week, and I liked to look at all my favorite books on the shelves, and I'd go through and get different books, and I remember one day just thinking, oh, that'd be just the most wonderful thing to be one of these people who write books for children, and so I kept that in my mind my entire life, and of course, writing, I've always been writing, but it's a very competitive field, a lot of talented people. So I have 4 published children's books and lots of unpublished work, too.
So one of the things that interests me is that this is a sort of, I can't say only in San Francisco, but it is so San Francisco to write about a multicultural family.
You know, that's not entirely true. I have 2 picture books with the same publisher, Carben, and they're both Jewish-themed picture books. And with my first book, I went to Washington, D.C. with that book. And actually, they asked me what I was working on next. I had told them about the idea for this second book, and they said that they needed that book there, too. So I think all across the U.S., there are a lot of multicultural, multi-faith Jewish Chinese families.
Well, one of the things that we think about when we think about books and libraries is the important role that libraries play in terms of literacy.
They do play a really important role. For example, the story times that are at libraries for preschool children focus on literacy, and the library publishes a lot of little brochures about literacy. And libraries are still very, very popular, and children still like to read, so I hope that will always continue.
So let me ask you a few sort of secrets that you may have about writing for children. Now, you try to make the sentences very simple and clear, and how do you pare it down so that it actually is something that intrigues kids?
Well, I think with writing for children or writing for adults, clarity is the number one thing that you strive for, because you're trying to take an idea in your mind and make it clear enough and engaging enough that anyone would want to read it. So writing for children isn't that different, really, from the process of writing for adults. What's different is your theme and your character would be things that appeal to children. And in my case, I'm really interested in children. I like the way children think. I like to be around children, and so when I get an idea, it's not that I get an idea and then I pare it down for a child. It's that I get an idea and I think of, you know, what would a child like about this? And, of course, you know, I've read so many wonderful children's books. I still read a lot of children's books, and that's the best thing that anyone who wants to be a writer for children can do, because you really, it's really getting into your heart of your reader, because that's what books are all about, creating an emotion in the reader. And especially now when children have so many other things vying for their attention, so many computer games and other things, you know, you have to write a story that really will appeal to them.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And joining me is author Pamela Mayer, who has written a book called Chicken Soup, Chicken Soup. And I go to the library and the local bookstores. One of the bookstores I go to is Bookstore West Portal, where this book is being featured. And one of the things I do is not only read the words, but look at the picture. So how do you work with the illustrator?
Okay, well, actually, I don't work with the illustrator. Here's what happens when you're going to have a children's book published. I write the story, unless you were also an illustrator. I'm not. I'm just a writer. And then you send it to your editor, and it's actually the editor and the art director who make it into a book. And they're the ones who choose the illustrator. And, of course, they have the portfolios of many, many illustrators, new ones or ones they've worked with before. This book is kind of a new thing for me because my other books, like my first published book, the illustrator lived in London, and my last book, she lived in Mexico City. And just coincidentally, the illustrator of this book, Deborah Melman, happens to live in Menlo Park. So it's the first time that I've had an illustrator who's local, and I'm really looking forward to meeting her. We'll both be at the program at West Portal Library, so that'll be really great. So usually what happens is this. You send them your manuscript. They choose the illustrator. They give the illustrator, you know, a long time to work on it. Sometimes they have other projects they need to complete first. And when the illustrator has done a lot of sketches, then they get the author involved, and they'll ask your opinion. And sometimes you might have a little something that you would say that you think should be different, or that, you know, you just love everything the way it is. But, for example, my first book, which was called The Scariest Monster in the Whole Wide World, the illustrator lives in London, and this was a Halloween story. And I was a little worried that she wasn't going to get Halloween, but she did, and it was really great. But at the end, when the parents win a costume award, she had put Oldies Award. And they showed me that sketch, and I said, that's a little too British. And the editor agreed, and they changed that. So that's about all the input the author usually has. But I'm thrilled with the illustrations for this book. They're just so cute.
Yeah, they are absolutely adorable. And you mentioned that this book is going to be having a special reading. It's going to be at the West Portal Library Saturday, November 12th at 11 a.m., and have you done that before, or how do you prepare for a reading like this?
Well, you prepare for it by pretty much just like a book, thinking about your audience and what they might like to know about it. So I usually work very hard on a program that I'm going to present to the children. In this case, since Deborah's also going to be speaking, I thought it might be fun if we each talked about, you know, what happens with the book. So once I complete the book and send it off, I don't know what the illustrations are going to look like. So it's just so interesting to get them. So we'll all both be talking about the process of an idea in a story becoming a book.
So that's one of the things that would be pretty fascinating for little kids, because they don't really put together, oh, there's the writer, there's the illustrator, here's what we were trying to say. So let's take a quick peek at a little bit of Chicken Soup, Chicken Soup. It's about two grandmas, two delicious recipes, and a granddaughter caught in the middle.
Yeah, Sophie Chang is the name of the character. The reason she's caught in the middle is she goes to her Boobie's for lunch, and Boobie makes chicken soup with kreplok, but Sophie thinks those are wonton. And then when she goes to Nai Nai's house for lunch, Nai Nai makes chicken soup with wonton, but she calls them kreplok. So both granddaughters think they're both grandmothers think their granddaughters should know which is which. And then Sophie invites them over and makes her own soup. So I'll read a little from the book. "Presenting the first ever Jewish-Chinese kreplok wonton chicken soup," I said. Mommy ladled the new soup into bowls, and we all sat down at the table. "You know," Bubby said, "to be completely honest, my chicken soup isn't exactly the way my Bubby made it. I buy wonton wrappers to make my kreplok." "So your Jewish chicken soup is a little bit Chinese?" I asked. Bubby nodded. "That's right." "I have something to say too," Nai Nai said. "I buy the chicken for my soup at the kosher market. The flavor is better." "So your Chinese chicken soup is a little bit Jewish?" I asked. "Yes, it is," Nai Nai said. "A little Jewish, a little Chinese, a lot like me," I said. "Sophie Chang, you're a genius," Bubby said. "I've always thought so," Nai Nai agreed.
So just a little taste, and I say taste of chicken soup. And one of the things that they're going to do at this library program is have a taste of chicken soup?
I don't know about anyone bringing any chicken soup, but we'll have a taste of the book, Chicken Soup.
I'd really like to thank Pamela Mayer for joining me, talking about Chicken Soup, Chicken Soup. It is an adorable book. And want to give you that time and date again for the reading of Chicken Soup, Chicken Soup. It's at the West Portal Library on Saturday, November 12th, and it's brought to you in cooperation with the Bookshop in West Portal. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.